Okay. Let's get started. Okay, there are basically two issues I want to discuss tonight, and I'm not sure how much to get into the second issue, because the first issue is very complicated. You know, the first issue that we left off with last week is, it's basically Ech Kamo Chaykim Imeni. The Rambam assumes, as though Poshit, that Tzor Dvash is a Peso, and so much so that this is the dogma, this is the example. This is not clear at all, and the question is, what's going on, okay? So I'm going to try Kiyad Hashem HaTovah life, see what I can do, and you'll decide afterwards I did something, okay? After that, I just want to revisit things, I just want to put things in proper perspective, because it seems very odd that the Rambam sets up at the beginning of the Shurish principles about language, which he claims apply to all languages in general, and then, to say, hello, we found a Tana that disagrees with it, and the Rambam doesn't even make an issue about it. Like, he's trying to explain a Blaz Reb Shimon, but reading the Shurish, you don't get that impression that someone's ready to deny this. And if not, so what's the argument about? What's going on? What's he belaboring the point over here? Okay? Those, I think, are the two, the two important issues. We might take care of a few things on the side, but that, what's going on? Those, I think, we have to deal with, okay? Now, I want you to know I worked very hard on this, and I'll try to present you what I came up with Kiyad Hashem HaTovah Lai, and then you can decide afterwards whether I actually said something or not, okay? Okay, now, just an aside before we start, what's happening over here, the Rambam learns that the lav, the Averis HaLav, of Havdolo, or Sa'or Dvash, is a Peso, okay? And the same way we see that the Averis HaLav of Kol Sa'or Dvash is a Peso, we should do the same thing about Havdolo, okay? That's the Rambam's opinion, okay? Piskarov Zichron Levocha, in his in the Piashmua Menachos, takes the door portion that this is not the case. Not talking, doesn't mention a word about the Rambam Nishroshim. And he's dealing with Rambam Mishneh Torah. He says, Barambam in Menachos Nun Zayin Rebeis, Barambam Hilchos Yisur Mizbeach Perekeh Aloch Rebeis, Kosav Nofam Mehem Koshu Bekteris Nifsalo Vim Hikte Mimena Beheichal Loike Betzorachim. To my time in Ipsal Kteres, to ain't ze eladin isa or din the osa laktira, machmas a saw about vashebo, the otim yakov and muim is saw over the vash yipsalu, but so he, that's where he ends up, okay? So someone might have said, the Ram was chizim Mishneh Torah, okay? But it sounds slightly outlandish, I can imagine being crazy about things, but if you want to prove ki'ilu that the Mais Avera is a place of Abdullah, and you use So Dvash, the prime example, it sounds a little bit odd that's the case, but who knows, okay? I don't think I've ever said anything unfair at the moment, correct? I was just trying to use somewhat Seichel Yoshe. Okay? Now, if the Mais Avera is the Peso, L'Chera it's a Dover Dover Poshin Uboro that is not Psul before the Maisa Avera. Correct? But you get the impression Hilchos Yisuri Mizbeach and Perikei Aloch Aleph and Beis that there is a Psul and before, and also you get the impression he discusses the Maisa Avera and doesn't talk about the Psul. So L'cheira, what's happening over here is it's against the Rambam on two counts. He says to himself, Perikei Aloch Aleph, So Udvash Asun L'gav Mizbeach V'Isur M'Kol Shehem Shenema Ki Chol So V'Chol Udvash Lo Satil V'Goyme V'Eno Chayim Ele V'Tiyun Ima Korban O L'Shem Korban V'Echod Hamaktir Atzmon O Hamaktir Taluba Taloi V'Shelehen Loike Al Kol Echod Mehen B'Fnei Atzmon. Okay. Correct? Bechule. That's Aloch Aleph. So that L'chayu, there's no mention about Psul, there's a mention about Malkus and Shomah Yisrael. Aloch HaBeis, Nofal Mehem Koshu B'Kteres Nifsala. And it seems to be Nifsala there. V'im Hiktim Imena B'Heichol Loike. Okay. So B'Aloch Aleph, there's an Issa without a Psul, and Aloch HaBeis, there's a Psul before the Maisa Ktorah. But he didn't ask another question. If the Keteris is possible already, so what Issa are you talking about to be Maktid? What are we talking about? V'hikti kizayis b'heichol loike. And l'cheira, you can't imagine that there's a lav of so dvash here. Because it's a ktorah ima korban. And as he said, and if the korban is not a korban, so you're not doing anything. Okay. So, maybe he's talking about the lav ktorah zah. Lo salalo ktorah zah. On Mizbech HaPnimi, V'ilu Mincha, V'neisech Loisischo Alav. It's a lav, Mizbech HaPnimi. And maybe the lav of Sol Dvash was only formulated Mizbech HaChitzai. Ishel Hashem, Ishel Hashem, the Mizbech HaOilo. And in fact, if you look at Sefer HaMitzvos, and even in the original Arabic text in the Makor, the lav is Hizhiru Mehakiv Sol Dvash Agabe Ha Mizbeach, or the Hey Yediyah. It says Ha Mizbeach in the original text. Even the Ramban might quote it without the Hey, but if it's in the text of the Rambam, you assume that's what it is. So he's talking about Mizbeach Chitzer. I'm just trying to, you know, to show you what the problem is. We're slowly building it up, okay? So let's get started. This seems to be like, come on, like, Ech kamucha, we'll see what happens. Okay. First of all, when you talk about Keteris, there are two important dinim you have to know about. There's something called Mishkal in Keteris. Shiva mona, this mona, you know, mona, you know. You say you don't know that. There's a din Mishkal. and it's also a din with keach. Okay, we'll see what mishkal is, and we'll see what the keach is. Okay, mishkal and the keach, two new words. Mishkal, for example, in Perek Beis of Hilchos Kli HaMikdash, Halachates, Ha'isek Teres Me'achad Osa Samamonim, Eilu, Lefi Mishkalois, Eilu, Oto Eilu Kedei Loriach, Bo, Af Api Shaloi Riach, Chayev Kores, Alasios, Im Osa Bebezin. You get the impression, the lab depends upon Mishkal. He did it. Lefi mishkalis, hoyel v'nase lefi mishkalis elu chayv kolis. It means the ratio. We didn't do the whole year. We didn't do this or whatever. But he did the ratio and the yura of summer morning, because the yura of summer morning is otto din for mishkal. We told my losh and koshul. There's no mishkal on it. It's not three yura of summer morning. But yura of summer din mishkal. And the law from Keteris has to do with Mishka. The law from Asiyas Keteris, Lechim Kovas. And the Gravma Grid point this out also. In Perik Beis of Klei Mikdosh, Halochetes Dirumasim Nirli. And therefore, Kippas Ayaldein is out of the business. Not included. Biskelov. And also in the Piashmua, in Menoches Nunzayim Abbeis, all this, the din Mishkal in Keteris. Okay? Mishkal. Now, besides the din Mishkal, there's also din Rekeach. And that's going to be important for us. Okay? Rekeach is like this. The Ram Klei Mikdosh. He says, Nosan l'seicha dvash koshuhu poslo. So here's very interesting. There are two differences in the way this is presented. In Hilchos Yisurim Mizbeach, he talks about noflo. Okay? Here he says nosan. There, in his series, Be'ech says mehem. Mehem is an indefinite pronoun reference which refers to both soul and dvash. Okay? Here, in Klei HaMikdash, he's only talking about dvash. Okay? The diukim l'cheira diukim, correct? Okay. So that's what we have, okay? So that, you know, further, is, you know, if you want to be confused, that adds to the confusion, okay? But I'm going to use this, I hope to help in the deal with the confusion. Okay. It's clear to me, okay, it's clear to me that the chsol and dvash is choluk, because dvash is misarev and it becomes a chelik echod with the keteris. And therefore, the chefs of keteris is possible because it didn't look keach, that it becomes part of the mixture. Okay? So, or is ze'oi mebifnei atzma v'ze'oi mebifnei atzma. There's no, it's not nitfus in the keach. And the psul, we're talking about a psul in the cheps of Keteres, of where keach, the kilu dvash, is nase achilik of this Keteres. And this Biskelov Zichrono Livracha points out in Pia Shmua, in Menachos Nzayin Mabeis, ulefi ze hodekoma bakapora. The e lav isu the chol sov the chol dvash how you noisten bod dvash how you noisten bod dvash haynu mishum the kilu the dvash mal the keteris kiris mishalmi who betesis shom dom lo yochalam bnei recha לפני ריחה, ולא משום די מסם לקטרס, אלא מדינה דמייסר הקייח. It's not from the Mishka, from Yudah of some amonim, or about the din from the Maiser Keach. Umidin ze, hoyenase gam kein l'kteres. Okay. Elo, the kiv and the nem, or kol so, or kol dvash, lo isatiru, drosh ezu, the kol dvash, eno b'yushal me lo b'teres, it's on this at a side point. There's no, it's a Teres Kohanim, okay? Mishum hochi, hu dios, v'im kein, v'yesh lerme, d'mach mesisa zeh, nifsalo, gam kein, ki medina, d'maiser keach, nasa bo advash, l'kteres, v'akol nechsha, l'kteres, nifsa d'havi kteres psua, v'os l'achim l'mizbech, okay? V'leg domi, למקריב, להמקריב דבש אימו אימורים. דהוסם הרי לאי מצטרף הדבש אימו אימורים, לכל מנכון. ועל כן רפויס לאי. מה שאין כבטרס כי נשייך בוהו דבש, ניס למדינה דמייסר הקייח מצטרף אלקטרס, ונעשה גם כן אלקטרס, ומי לניס לו כל הקטרס. וכל הקטרס עושה להקריבו. אוקיי? Now, before you know, we move on, you have to ask yourself a question over here. You know, there's a Ram Nisui Mizbeach, which talks about both Sow and Dvash, and there's a Ram Klei Mikdash, which only talks about Dvash. And Biskulov goes out of his way to discuss why is it Teres Nifsal, why is it possible? Because it didn't have a Keach. So just before we get on, I just want to get your antennas. Shh! I want to get your antennas, you know, attuned over here, because you have to ask yourself one thing. Because by the case in Yisui Mizbech, it says Noflo. It doesn't say Nosan. Okay. And it says Bosol Dvash. So you understand over there, there's not going to be any of a Keach. It's only going to be in Klei HaMikdash. I didn't say, so far, every word that I said, L'cheda, you wouldn't see, the strength of anything you're going to do, okay, is it would have stood on its own, in that you would have said this independent of the problem, okay? Now, anything I said now, nothing to do with the problem. L'cheda, I don't see how you can say it differently. Now, so the Ram in Klei HaMikdash, you have to keep in mind one thing, okay? And this is the important thing. The Rambam wrote Mishneh Torah with the Protei HaMitzvos in front of it, and his Mesadeh, the Halacha is according to the Mitzvos. So since in front of Hilchos Klei HaMikdash is the Lav of Keteres Zorah, so, Hilchos Klei HaMikdash, Torah Medinim of Keteres Zorah. In Yisui Mizbeach, in Protei HaMitzvos, there's no discussion of Keteres Zorah. Correct? Okay. So it's Sol Dvash. Correct? So you can expect the discussion in Hilchos Klei HaMikdash to be about Lo Salov, Terizoro, Lomincha, Meneslos, Sisholov, and you can expect the discussion in Hilchos Yisui Mizbeach to be about the Lav Sol Dvash. Correct? You would have said that even if I had not said anything here. Even if I had any problems. Correct? Okay. If I talk to you about Maaser Rekeach and I ask you if you can talk about Maaser Rekeach with the Lav of Sol Dvash, you don't know what you're talking about. But if I ask you if you can talk about Maaser Rekeach with Keteres Zorah, so the answer is absolutely. because it's nase chefse echon part of the keteres, and it's like a different keteres than the Torah prescribed, because it didn't work keach. So meila, it's a keteres zara. Correct? Okay. So everything lechera is all okay. Okay, so clearly we know, okay, in here in Sefer Mitzvahs, the lav of Sol Dvash, the Mais Aveira is a poiso. And it's for the Aveira. So, but the question is, so what's going on? So you can talk about a psul in dvash because of a keach. But what's going on in isuri mizbeach? How do you have saw? And the truth is, when you talk about a mizbeach, you don't even know how you're talking about dvash because it's nofal mehem. It's not nosan. So what you have over here is you understand every word of Ilbis Klei HaMikdash, but you don't have a clue of what's going on in Yisurim Mizbeach, correct? And the lab of Keteres Zohar can't be there. Now let's ask you a different question, okay? Okay. Now let's think. When you talk about the lav of Keteres Zohar, okay? So you can imagine that it has to be Keteres, but it certainly could be possible for Keteres, otherwise it's not Zohar, okay? So the lav of Keteres Zohar requires the Chera Psul a priori before you makt it, okay? But if I ask you the opposite question, the question of Sol und Vash, the lav, if Luyitzur, you'd have a psul beforehand, so how are you missing the lav? Because the lav is to be makdir im a korban, and you don't have a korban bechlau. Correct. So the Chera, again, we understand every word in Klei HaMikdash, but Yisuri Mizbeach, independent of everything, it's completely a priori incoherent. How can it be such a thing? And he can't be talking about the Lav Keteres Zohar. He has to be talking because, doch Yisuri Mizbeach, is Yisuri Mizbeach as a Lav Sol Dvash? Correct? Next. So this is what we have. Okay. Now, So, also, the Losh is a little bit different. In Klei HaMikdash, he says, Posla. And he assumes Mizbech is Nifsala. So the truth is, if you ask yourself what the Nifsala is, you have to think. Because if it's possible already, you can't blow like the lav. Correct? That's what you have, correct? Okay, now. Now, they say over a piece that I heard from my Rebbe, probably 1974, when it will increase this in the summer, I say over something, we'll see, say something, we'll say, okay, we'll say that. So the Shulma Krisis, in his discussion of the Rambam, Klei HaMikdash, in the Lav Misa of Ketores Zorah. So the Ram says in Perik Beis Halacha Ches, Nosan Lesecha Dvash Koshu Poslo, Chisa Achis Melechom Asechai Misa, Shari Nas is Ketores Zorah. So is it referring, so he assumed, he suggested such a possibility that Ketores Zorah is referring both to both. And that's what I assumed at the moment now. And L'chaira, it's Mestabit. Because the Lav, as I mentioned before, of Ketores Zorah is mentioned in the Klei HaMikdash HaLahakti al-Mizbach HaZorah v'chutz min HaKetores. And that's the Nosan Bo. Okay? So you need, because the Pshat is, you need a Chefsa of Ketores Zorah. And that's with the Rekeich and everything, okay? Now, that's what I would say. He didn't say that, but that's what I would say. It's only Ketores Zorah because of the Din Rekeich. And that's the Rambam also in Perek Beis Halacha Hey. Kate said, Mefadnes Ketores. Maybe Tisha Kabin Beres Kashino. Vishof Boes HaTzipurim. Viach Kach Shure Et HaTzipurim. Bi Echol Bi Esum Kav Shal Yayin Kan Yen Kafrisin O Yen Yayin Lovan Yoshon Chizik She Yayin O Yayin Yovan O Yayin O Yayin Lovan Yoshon Chozot Bi Yoseh Viach Kach Shoychek Kol Echot Min HaSamamon Bifnei Atzmoy Hodek Gushu Shoychek Omer Hodekate, Kozman Sheikh, Umaarev Hakol. Oh, that's the Rekeach. Nos, Nofalbo. Is there a Mifneatsum? Is there a Mifneatsum? Okay. It's not a chilit of things. Now, let's go back here. In the Prote Midinim of Isui Mizbeach, the Ram says, Shalo lahakti so dvash. And as we said before, the din, okay, we say that. As we said before, so far, if I said anything, you stop me. If I say something that you wouldn't have said without this, okay, right? Correct? Every word, okay. Now, L'cheira, if someone's going to talk about a keach in so dvash, they should be institutionalized. L'cheira. Shh. Right? And you understand, without a keach, there's no difference between so or dvash. Even the din of keach, you can say, oh, top. But there's no din rekeach, you can't be machalak between sor and dvash. So you understand yourself, even if you hadn't had this, the Ram has to say, nofal mehem. Because whether, as far as Yisurim Mizbeach is concerned, the nofal and nosan is irrelevant in Yisurim Mizbeach. It could be that there's a problem in terms of rekeach, in terms of making it a kerizola. But in terms of the lab of Chosor, Chol Dvash, Nofla is to say, Nofla is okay. And there's no difference between Chosor and Dvash. Exactly what the Ram said, correct? So that's Nifsala. There's no Psul be dying. But Nifsala means Meme'ela. And the psul is not b'shul ma'aser keach. What I want to suggest here is where you can stop, okay? And you say, "Rebbeinu Shem, what's going on?" Or you can say the Rambam is nifsala, that it's nifsala because there'll be a ma'aser haktora b'isa of sol dvash. Because you can't, the Ram says you like it. And you can't be like it unless it's a Maisa Issa. And it has to be in my carbon. And if the carbon is Nifsal, the carbon still is not Nifsal. So what's Nifsal? How can it be Nifsal over here? It's just Nafal. So then, what happens then now is the Ram actually mentions that the violating the law of Sol Dvash is a Pesel then, if that's correct. Now, Davis is, one could have said, and that's what I thought when I saw Sefer Mitzvahs, that the lav of Sol Dvash was not formulated Mizbeach HaPnimi. It was only formulated Mizbeach Chitzoy. But then you're faced with the Rambam and Isui Mizbeach, quoting a loike, and it doesn't have anything to do with Isui Mizbeach, L'cheira. The Kesem Mishnah clearly in Perek Hei Halacha Beis assumes that it's a lav of Sol Dvash. Teis Kohanim. Vayiko Dibud Dobo Parshir Beis Halacha Dalet. Solo Satiru. Ainly Ela Dvonk. Solo Satiru. What are we talking about? The lav! Correct? Ainly Ela Dvoim She'ein Hadvash Yofa Lehen. Dvorim shall dvash yofu behen, minayin shall mefatmin oimrim yofu hadvash l'kteris, minayin tamon v'chol dvash. What's the ribuy of kol dvash in teris kohanim? Or that the ribuy is for the lav. So it's the mefush in teris kohanim, even though intuitively you would have assumed like the diuk in the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvahs, that it's HaMizbeach, but Teres Kohanim assumes not like that, and the Kesem Mishnah assumes that the Rambam in Isui Mizbeach is talking about it. You have to say that, because Isui Mizbeach is the lav of Sol. That's what it should be. It can't be anything else. The Braisa Bar Kapor also, which we find in Nusach HaTfilah, which we don't find Oimim. In the Brice it says that Dvash is Yo'el Dvash, you know, Shein Matfil, and it's called Dvash. It quotes also this whole Tzom, whole Dvash, you say it, you know, if you say it every day, like in Eretz Yisrael, or you say, whatever you want, okay? Say it, I'm done. Okay. But this is not in Talmud Bavli, not in Talmud Shalom, it's this in there, but if it means something, okay, good. So L'chei K'tev Zorah has nothing to do with Yisui Mizbeach. And Yisui Mizbeach is only Sol Dvash. Okay? Next. Another shtickle that I heard from the Rav in Krisis. Okay? Now, another shtickle. He said like this. Even though it's a double portion, that there is an Isa, Sol, Udvash, in Mizbeach HaPnimi, like Mizbeach HaChitzayin, but it's different. L'cheira, it's Chorot B'etzi Yedina. That Mizbeach HaChitzayin, there's Haktorah and Achilles Mizbeach. So I can imagine an Issa of Haktorah on Tzor and Dvash by itself. And that's how the Ram starts. Atzmon or Taroi Vaisa? The question is, is Mizbeach HaPnimi, which the whole din HaTorah was only said by Keteres, and there's no din of Achilus Mizbeach, Could you imagine? Could you imagine that Sol Dvash by itself, L'cheretz only Sol Dvash B'tzirv with the K'teres, Ad kan daiken. L'cheret, the Dovah the Mestabe. So if you take this again, that the whole din, as I said before, the whole din of Mizbeach HaRapimi is imah korban, that Louis Yitzur, the psul, would be before you couldn't get started. So the Rambam Nisui Mizbeach is dafka nofla. And enough, there's no difference. Because if it would be not on the dvash, there's no lav. Because the chter is off. So you makti the dvash, but it's part of a tagum, it's not with a korban. And the whole thing is the chwila korban. And dvash by itself is the gomit. And the nofla, even if zebifne atzmai, bezebifne atzmai, or the nofla, but if it's bifne atzmai, and it's not B'teris one Akhtara, there's no love. Because there's no love of Sol Dvash, a Mizbeach HaPnimi, B'teris Sol Dvash. Then it comes out that the Rambam over here, instead of being against what he says in Shiur Shmini, actually says what he says in Shiur Shmini, that the lav is a poiso. And I found that just in a one-liner, like the Mikdash Dovid takes the Dovah Poshet in Siman Dalet, that there's a psul in Sol Dvash. Again, you have to say that Fakirt, here is the Chiddush that you can only imagine the Issa because there's one Akhtar. And it's only because there's not Nifso, and the Maisaveil is Poiso. There's no Okeach. It is no Terzo. Okay. So now, next, okay? So if that's correct, okay? Next step. This is getting warmed up here. Next step. If that's correct, it could be, that's why, and this, I'm not sure. Maybe I'm taking it too far. Until this point, I think I'm okay. Maybe the Rambam Mishneh Torah only quotes the Psul by Teres, at least at this point, and only by the psul sol dvash, only by k'teris, only by zbech apnimi, because only because you need that the chalois isa on the haktor sol dvash mizbech apnimi is only because haktor achas and it's a k'teris k'sheva. And this is good for the peso. If there's an Issa of Akhtoro, of Sol Dvash, with a volume, okay, which there is, correct? The question is, see, you have two ways of looking at it. You can look at it as one haktara, or you can, even the lav can be b'fnei atzmoi. But the psul is only because it's one haktara. But the isa doesn't require, I'm just saying, the Ram said it over here, because the isa and the psul go together. Mizbeach HaPnimi. I'm not sure if this adds or not, okay? You know, we can say, let's forget about this, okay? But until this point, we're 100% Mesedim. Now, so, Sol Dabash Pasels, and my Torah, and Shalom Yisrael. And that's the Rambam over here, because otherwise, there's no, and that's the Pshat in the Nifsala. That's why it's Nifsala, it's Nofa. So I want to tell you, that maybe there's another place in Mishneh Torah that he mentions this, the Psul of Sol Dvash. Okay. So let's try this. You had this Rambam, Perichov Tes, Hilchos Shabbos, Halacha Yudal. Dein Mekatshin, Ela Yain, Oloil Nasra, Mizbeach. Lefikoch. In this Arev, Lefikoch, in this Arev, Boy Dvash, Oso, Afilo Ketipas Achaldo, Bechovis Gidrilo, Ein Mekatshinalo. Okay? Ain't the catching the love. Kach onu meirin b'chol hama'ara. That is the halach. Yesh mi shemata l'kadosh shelo v'oime loinema hayayin oroi l'nasa gam mizbeach el lohoi tziyayin shirei chayra oime gula o mavushal she'ein mekatshin al echon mehem. So I want to add another shtickle, which I, Kim, this I only say Kimdumani, that I heard from the Rav in Krisis. Okay? That Ulai, the Pshat in the Rambam is, what's the machlekes between the Hiro'ah B'chol HaMayrev and the Yesh Mishamatil? What's the issue about the soul of Vash? True, there's a psul of Yayin Shinis Arev Boy soul of Vash. But he didn't mention that, but you can throw that in also. You understand? There's no Rakeach in Yayin. Okay. So the psul is not in the chefsa of the Nesochim, but it's so in the Maisa Nisoch. And the Yesh Mishamat is Machshel LeKiddush, because they hold that the only possible for Kiddush Yain, which the chefsa is possible. And this Arbo Sod Vash, there's no psul in the chefsa. It's only that the Maisa Nisach is saying Roy L'Nasach HaGabi Mizbeach. That's what he suggested. And if that's correct, so we have another case. We have another case of the Rambam in Mishneh Torah that there's a psul. So what passels over here? Ata Maisa. But here's a big chiddush. You see, we know, and we don't understand exactly over here. We know that in Haktorah, a Mizbeach, a Chitza, there's a lav. And we know that a Maisa Haktorah is also okay in Mizbeach HaPnimi. But do we know in Mizbeach Achitza without Haktorah? You want to say the Achila, because the Gemara has the Drosha from the Shitin, that Achila Kishasiya, so male it's true? It's just a big Chiddush, because the Ram doesn't quote Bechlau, the Lav of Sol Dvash by the Sochil. And it's an assumption, but So why is he talking about Zohan Devashe? What's going on? You know, you can have it either way you want, but that's the issue. Yishel Hashem, you know, what are you talking about? Ketova, Losatil. But Biskalov here takes the opposite approach. And he assumes it's a double poshet that the psul in the soul of Vash and Yayin is the psul in the Etzel HaYayin. But the question is what's he talking about? There's no din or keach in Yayin. How can it be a psul in the Etzel HaYayin? And b'chlau, you know, he starts shouting, it's a psul nechefsa. But what's the poisel? You don't have a keach. And why isn't the oil last rabbi mizbeach? Befrat, did he hold, as a double portion, that the lab of soul of the vash and the maisa vega is not a poisel? No. So him to say that the chefs itself is possible. What's going on? Here it is. Menachas the zayin of a base. Vihine li'in yayin l'kiddish. Kosav ha'rama b'ilchus Shabbos. Ein mekatshin ela ha'yayin eroim l'asachav mizbeach. Lefichin nis'ale bo dvash. Oy so afil ketipes achaldo. B'chov es gedelo. Ein mekatshin elo. Umuchach mizeh. Dinikso gam ha'yayin ba'atzmoy. Volei rak teosu l'nasech. Mishum isa dvash sheboy. Di'im rak mishum o isa sheboy. Lechoz l'nisach im kein. Ein ze shaykh a prisel a kiddish shel a yayin batz musa goyel a nisuch. Vi al kein muchach, you know, it's not that he says, he takes a dove with a dove portion and swore, and he says, oh, it does. You know, he doesn't take it. Vi al kein muchach mi ze, di af a yayin nisuch b'nis arboi dvash, mishim hochi ein roi le kiddish, ki yayin mavusha gedoim. Then, in brackets, points this out. The after tzorchi and gam ain't gam. After tzorchi and gam, I don't know what the gam is, because gam. Eze iso, yesh le nasach so dvash, do ein ze haktolo le mizbeach. Okay. And I would add, and even if it is, since it's Shein, it's already Nifsa before we start, it's not Imakom. So it's impossible to imagine it the way he's presenting it. Okay. So again, I know from Teres Kohanim that the law applies in Mizbeach HaPnimi, but I have no clue about and Nisuch. And that is what I end the discussion. And I hope that most of the things that I said, you would have said had it not. That last point of why mention, I'm not, you know, I don't know if it's correct. I'd have to think about it more. But I think straight through, I didn't make one assumption that I think you can, that I think you can break. Maybe to try Adra. Okay. Now, I'm going to start the next thing. I'm not sure, you know, how much I'm going to finish this, because we don't have that much more time, but okay. Now we have the second problem, correct? So now we're okay. So the Vash, everything's okay. There's no steer of Mishneh Torah, and say Bar Mitzvahs, and the Ram takes a double portion. He's not that he's Chayzer and Shalom Yisrael. Okay? Now, I want to start slowly. And I'm not sure how I'm going to do, but let me just read this, okay? Now, let's just read the Rambam and just see what we have, and then we'll maybe we'll spill over the next week, we'll see what happens, okay? Believe that. The Ain Shom, now this Shom is this Arabic bit, Yeshom Meloka. It's basically a translation. What he's doing is the people that translated the Arabic into the Hebrew, because really there's no, in Hebrew it just doesn't go, but okay. Yeshom, the Ain Shom Dovo, sheyisbayelcho hevdil hashlilu min azora zulas inyan hamayma. Okay. In kapach it's quick, it's inyan adobo. Okay. Dobo mayma. We don't know what we're talking about. What's the inyan? What's the mayma? What are we talking about? We're talking about context. Or we're talking about kol ediktuk. Avo lo min amila. The important point that he wants, lo min amila. What is lo min amila? The word lo doesn't tell you anything. Hoyo amila sashlila was holo bi ivri milachas. It's one word. Bihi milas loy. Bi itstal chama'ayin shetia loy havona bi inyan hama'amal. What's the ma'amal? The mama is the quali adiktuk or the context? What's he talking about? The same, okay? This is, or the dovo, the way kapach interpreted, okay? Shuhu yasig. Now here, he gets himself into a problem. We have to know that. Shuhu yasig bakalus eze lav hu shlila ve eze lav hu asholo. Bima shekdamnu biuloi. So he says, Bima shekdamnu biuloi, he's locking himself in to Chloe Aloshin because he hasn't mentioned anything. You see, this is a problem that I'm struggling with. It seems to be so counterintuitive to assume that the Rambam sets up and quotes his Arabic for a philosopher, you know, and says and sets up his whole attack on the Bahag based on the general Kloli Adiktuk and say, you know, how do you Bahag go against it when he himself is presenting one of the Tanoim against it? So it sounds to be mad, okay? So let's continue. That's the problem. Ukfar. So what's Inyan Hazeh? Inyan Hazeh, what's the Inyan? The Inyan, that how you differentiate between Ashora and Shlilus, what's the Inyan Hazeh? This is a very important question. V'hu b'ma'a she'matzonu lehem mimachlekes she'nof levenehem b'lav min alav mimu shlilu Ashora. So he should have explained to us really why it's not Pekalus. Because Takiyah Machlek is about it. Vu Omri Yis'ale Pechat Nesu'if Umorak Esreishu Mimulopo Vu Yavdil She'atan Edidon Vu Amadab Lashon HaMishneh Se'ive Sheze Ashor Ulekach Omar Im Hivdil Pozol. Without any explanation, okay? Bishai lefi zeh shi alav hazeh mitzloisaseh. Shari. Okay, so I don't understand. Mitzloisaseh. Okay. So, you know, I could have said, you know, maybe it's a pakef mchatos and maybe it's not. Okay. But the quote, Shahare kishihib dilorosh posal. I'm not sure, you know, it's like double talk, because he said that already, correct? K'moy ilu hiklib so dvash. Because the Mais Aveir is not a place, so, correct? Say again, correct? So, okay. No proof for anything. All he just says, how do we know that it's something? Because, how do we know that it's allowed? Because of the psul, okay? Rabbi Loz Reb Shimon say there shalav azeh as holo. No, Rabbi shalav azeh. Excuse me. Shalav azeh shlilo loy as holo. Correct. ושאמו לא יבדיל יצבוי אינו צורך להבדיל לסלוש. Okay, and this is the shitasa the Rambam pointed out. It's the rosh. Okay, Abu Dai sheyichatcheihu al eze shir sheyir or Dai sheyibloik al shir mesuim. I don't know. That's like how has it. Truth is, I can't tell you anything about the Arabic. What's the better translation? But you have to. There's a problem over here. I don't know what he's talking about. Because you get the impression reading it that you're mechuyev to do something on the rosh. But the question is, you have to do something. The question, how much? But there's no din avdolah chatas oiv that you have to do something. The only thing the Rambam ends up in Mishneh Torah, in Maisa Karbonos, he says, I do shnayim, or Roim Simon Echol or something like that. It's only Simonim, and it's Malika. Okay, so I'm not sure exactly, but, you know, Kapach has a Ola, he says Shnayim, or this, he doesn't talk about the problem. Okay, okay, he's okay. Let's say, but I don't know, Shiratchei L'chor refers to the Rosh. Okay. Ulechenim Hibdo Kosher, Lefi Daita. Why? Because there's no Ashola. Chel Omu B'gmo Zvochim, Shomati. The question is, what is he gaining, okay? What is he gaining by quoting Oblaz Rebchim? What does he want? Okay. But Kachin Omro, Bigmo Zvochim, Oimo Hoyer Oblaz Rebchim, Shomati Shmavdil Machatasari. My Loyavdil, Eno Tzoch Lavdil. Vihikshua my Maze. ויאמר מעט גבי בו נמי סימלי חסן או חינמי אינו צורך לחסריס ואיזה תשוב או הוסם כסי בעל הבו ישלם מכלל דבוי כיסוי. Okay. Now here, this quote is completely incoherent. Because the whole discussion is the assumption it certainly is a shlila. The shayla is, what's the pshat the shlila? Is it אינו צורך? Or it's a simple dvarim, but nothing to do with us. And he says, "Yinikvahis boye kiminyan amayma loydin ushlila oyashava." The Gemara Zvachim that he quotes is not using anything to loyme if it's shlila ashala. He's mamish quoting the wrong thing. What does he want? Okay. Bizboye gam kein she'omrei lo yavdu mitzleisze lefi mashom ha-mishnah mikan yizboye, and he goes no nesayif mishisa because there is no psul, so meila it's nothing. See, mamish has turned the world upside. You have no idea what he's talking about. Okay. All I want to tell you one thing. If you quote the second half of the Gemara Zvachim, which he doesn't quote, then I understand what he's talking about. Because that's an explanation in Krivoy. We don't have time to go through this now. You read the Rashi and the first Pshat in Rashi in Zvachim, because the Krivoy depends on Oila. So it means that Oila, you have to be Makriv the Reish Bifnei Atzmai. And the goof b'fnei atzmai. So Mimela, the Torah is telling you that you don't have to do that in Chatos and Shalom on Yisrael. And then you could say that you understand from the context of the Maima that from that he concluded that it's a Shlila. Okay. The problem is, the beginning of his discussion seems to say clearly, see, had there been a gam at the beginning, and he said that you could also use Kolei HaDikduk besides context, I understand. But if he's using Kolei HaDikduk, and he's saying, he's coming and discussing that someone disagrees with Kolei HaDikduk, the argument is counterproductive, because he's defeating his whole purpose. But if he's saying that you can sometimes use context and decide, then everything's going on, but I just don't know what Kafi Sheikh Dam Nu Mabela, I don't know what he's talking about. Okay? That is the thing very fast just to lay out the issue. That's the problem over here. Okay? So I'm not sure if there's an answer to this, because the Lushan he's quoting the wrong thing. But he himself says you see from this about Shalil Nashor, and it doesn't make any sense. So something's wrong here, you understand? If he's referring to the end of the Gemara, then it's context. And then it's something else. Then I'm okay with everything. Okay? That's my problem here. Hatzlocha Rabbah.